I'm glad that you say that, man. The cool part about him is he's a real athlete at quarterback. Aaron is too, but this guy here is very dynamic. He can play any other position as well. So you just have to prepare from the standpoint, as you did for Aaron, as you did for Matt, from the standpoint of understanding our rush lanes. So we have to do a real good job of understanding our rush lanes on every down. It's not just like, well, maybe it's first down, maybe it's 2 minute. It's every down because he's athletic enough to make a play.
And LeSean, I guess, is a premier weapon, but some of the other guys are doing pretty good. Charles Clay, I guess, and Jordan Matthews.
Oh, they have great weapons. When you sit back and you look at what they've been doing this year compared to last year, Dennison has done a great job of getting those guys the ball, making them effective in things that they do great. Mm-hmm. You know, McCoy's not a downhill, true downhill runner. He's a guy that likes to get the ball in his hand and get on the perimeter. So he's doing a little bit of that, and, you know, he's getting the clay down the field, ball down the field. I think from that standpoint, he's utilizing his tools to his best, like Tyrod. He was like a guy that they didn't really want. And all of a sudden, now he's the guy that, you know, he's the man, which is he's a true athlete. And that stands still to a test of from the standpoint of this guy coming in and buying into the system that the new coaches brought in. We got our hands full.
What are some of the challenges in defending Shady?
True cutback runner. I think from that standpoint, the down is never over. It's almost like you have to play him all downs. He's like that talented receiver that's in the backfield with the ball in his hand. So we have to make sure that it's going to probably take 11 guys to get him down. I think that's going to be our biggest task.
If Rico's not available, does Keanu's role increase as a play caller in the back, or do you trust Amonte as a rookie with 22 snaps under his belt to make all the same calls you would ask Rico to make in the back end?
It's almost like we're talking about this every week with somebody else. The standard is the standard, man. And I'm not just saying that to say that. Keanu's going to do his job, but we're not counting on KZ to do every job that Rico did. And I think from the standpoint that we've prepared him to go out and play and that 10 other guys are going to help him do his job. So I think from that standpoint, you know, he's just going to go in and do what we ask him to do, and that's perform and play football.
Naturally, you would like to have Vic out there, but how did you assess things without him in this last game?
Playing Matt, you got to understand that you say Matt, man, Matt, either in the top five or top 10 quarterbacks in his league. And that's going to be going on for a long time. You have to continuously put pressure on him. And I think that the guys up front, they collectively did that. It was a collective effort. You're going to always miss a player like Vic. That's going to always happen. But again, our brotherhood is way stronger than one man. And our job as within the brotherhood is to maintain our standard without him. So I think the guys did a real good job. Tack had a good game. AC came in and brought his effort. It was collectively. Truck, Poe, it was a collective effort, man. I think they did a great job of replacing one man because it's just not, like I said last week, it wasn't one man that provided pressure. It was collectively a defensive line and a defense that provided pressure.
What do you see from Claiborne so far? He looks like he's I mean, we always knew he played with effort. We've had injury issues, but it seems like he's really, his mentality is there where he's ready to go after
it. I want to say this, man, about AC. I probably said it like midway through last year. I stopped calling him true AC. I started calling him always competing. When you watch him, that's all he does. And I think from that mindset, it's just you guys are starting to see it on a consistent basis. And he's always competing. That's practice. That's in the meeting rooms. He's very quiet, but he's always in a dark place, which is great because he always brings that standard that we talk about, leaving it out on the field, empty in the trunk at all times. So we're pleased with how he's been playing.